to count the red flags.
Oh my God.
It's the War of the Roses on the Dave Ryan Show on KDWB.
I didn't want to do this War of the Roses. I'm going to tell you a little behind the curtain, kind of a lift the curtain kind of a thing here. I didn't want to do it, but our other one backed out.
So we
had somebody else who had a different War of the Roses with something that was really dramatic, and they said, nah, I don't want to do it, which happens sometimes.
It does, yeah.
Because we'll get the letter, we'll get the email. They'll be like, I want to do War of the Roses on my boyfriend. And then we call, we're like, hey, it's Dave and Fallon. They're like, oh, yeah, I changed my mind.
That, or they're like, yeah, we already broke up, so no need.
Yeah. So that happened today. So I went to one that, honestly, it's not that I don't like the, you know, to want to do a War of the Roses, but the evidence is so flimsy that it's almost funny to me.
Okay.
I'm not going to explain it. I'm going to get your boy Ryan on the phone here to explain what you wanted to do on War of the Roses. Ryan, tell me what's going on that made you even suspicious that you wrote in.
So this is, a little strange maybe, but so back to, here's the deal. I had a friend, okay, who had a boyfriend. He was getting fatter, and she couldn't figure it out, you know, until she found out that he was cheating. And how she found out was he was having two lunches sometimes, and even sometimes two dinners. So, like, in other words, he would have lunch with the girlfriend and then lunch with the girl he was cheating, and same thing with the dinner thing, like a total double life sort of thing.
Okay, so not just cheating where it's like, okay, they obviously didn't know about each other, so when he'd have lunch with his girlfriend, he'd be like, oh, let's meet at Panera Bread.
11.
And I would go, okay, and then we'll have lunch at Panera Bread at 11, and then I get a lunch date later. We're going to go over to, Potbelly and have lunch over there. You have two big fat sandwiches, and that's a lot of work.
Yeah.
I would just say, I already ate. Why not just say you already ate? So it turned out that her boyfriend had a double life, two girlfriends, and was putting on weight, and she started to notice it.
Oh, yeah. I mean, that's like, you know, that's two big meals, you know, that's two extra meals a day. And it was going on for a while. I mean, imagine if you ate extra meals a day, every day, you know, all the time. You'd start to notice a little bit.
Yeah.
You know,
but I already do. Okay. So, but now you're seeing the same thing, and what would seem like, let's just cut right to the chase and sound really rude, your girlfriend is putting on some weight.
Yeah. Absolutely. And it's at first I was like, you know, no big deal, and I didn't really think that much of it. And then I started to remember about my friend, and now it's getting me
This is the dumbest thing. Ryan, I'm going to bust your chops a little bit here.
Yeah.
So with your way of thinking, I love you, Ryan, you know that, but with your way of thinking, everybody who is in a relationship and putting on weight is cheating.
It can be like happiness weight, right? Like you're going out to eat more, or like you're comfortable and happy. That's what they call it, right?
Well, no, there's another piece to the puzzle here, and this is the one that really makes me nervous. Okay, so she won't add me on Snapchat, but I can see that she's snapping pictures of people a lot, and also her Snapchat scores like gone up dramatically.
For those who don't do Snapchat, Fallon, what is a Snap score? What does this even mean?
I'll be honest, I don't really do Snapchat either, but it's the more you Snapchat, the higher your score goes up.
Okay.
That's all it is. It's like, I don't know what the scoring, I don't know if you get 7 points for a video, I don't know what it is, but it goes up the more you do it.
Can I ask you a question? Do people use Snapchat to cheat?
Yes, because
they do.
Well, yeah, because you can send a photo and as soon as you watch it, it goes away. People can still screenshot it or video record it.
But don't you get a message that says it was screenshotted?
I think so, yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
All right. So anyway, so there's, I mean, she's putting on weight. It could be something as simple as, if she's putting on weight, it could be something as simple as she's grabbing Oreos during the middle of the night, or she's like, you know, drinking more than she has before, or whatever. But if you're not seeing any difference in that one, you're thinking that maybe she is also living a double life, having two lunches, one at Potbelly, one at Noodles and Company with a different guy than you.
I do think it's odd she won't add you on there. I don't know, like that is fishy to me. Like, why wouldn't she add you on Snapchat?
What is the danger of adding somebody?
I don't know.
What is the danger of adding somebody? Because I really don't know.
They could see her stories.
Okay. And so, see that she's with somebody else.
I guess if she posted on her story being with someone else, yes.
Okay.
Yeah, but also, why wouldn't she add me? You know,
I know.
That's the other thing too. But you know, I talk a little bit about that, and she goes, "Oh, I'm just snapping friends. It's not a big deal." You know, blah blah blah.
Right. Well, then add me. I will tell you this one.
Maybe she talks a lot of crap about you on there, and she doesn't want you to see that.
Well, that's not good either.
I know. I agree. Like, maybe it's like her comedy routine. I don't know.
Here's another question to ask yourself. I mean, Ryan, are you getting along okay? You still enjoy seeing each other? Does she still come over? You still go over there?
Everything seems to be great. But, you know, to be quite honest with you, that's what my friend thought too.
Yeah.
That's what a double life is. It doesn't mean that you're being mean to the other person. Yep. A double life means like you have two great things going on at once. You're just not honest about it.
You had somebody on. Fallon does a podcast. I don't know if you know about it, Ryan. She does a podcast, used to, called The Heartbroken. Mm-hmm. And there were a lot of double life stories
Definitely.
In there. There was even somebody who had another family.
Whole family.
And a wife and kids.
Yep.
And he was like proposing marriage and wanting to be with this other woman.
Yep.
It was crazy double life. Okay.
Yeah, well, that's reassuring. That doesn't make me way more nervous.
I'm trying to help.
Bad example, Dave. Not helping.
I'm going to reassure you right now. I'm going to tell you, it's a Snapchat. Maybe that's a little bit weird. But the gaining weight thing, I think that, you know what, I'll gain weight and then I'll lose weight. Susan will gain weight and other people, like sometimes Fallon will come in, she'll gain weight, she'll lose weight. Mm-hmm. I don't think it has anything to do with like having extra dinners with some random third person. But we can find out. That's what War of the Roses is for. So you hang on a second, Ryan. We'll take a quick break, and then we're going to come back, and we're going to call Melanie. Now, we don't send roses when it's a woman. We usually say, okay, well, you know, what guy do you want to pick for a couple's class?
Yeah.
Now, one of the hidden secrets of War of the Roses is what Fallon comes up with for the couple's class.
I have very classic options today.
I can't wait to find out. Yeah. Also, we're going to talk to Jonathan Fogel from Fogel Family Law to get his opinion. Oh, and he's in, like, Italy for a yoga retreat, isn't he? Okay, never mind. Not going to talk to him, but I would love to talk to you. Send me a text and let me know whether Ryan's being ridiculous, whether you've noticed anybody ever gain weight or lose weight because they're cheating. You think that people would lose weight and start going to the gym and working out maybe a little bit more if they're cheating so they can be super sexy.
You think that.
What do you think? Send me a text at KDWB153921 or shoot a phone call to 651-989-KDWB, and we'll come back with the actual phone call to see who she chooses for this couple's class next on KDWB.
Back to the War of the Roses on the Dave Ryan Show on KDWB.
So what happened is really offending a lot of people. If you missed part one of War of the Roses, to summarize, I mean, the biggest red flag is that his girlfriend won't add him on Snapchat, but he sees that her Snap score is going up. Now, as someone, I don't Snapchat.
Me neither.
I went through a short phase, you know, when it was new.
Right.
The only snaps I do now are Jake's sister and brother Snapchat.
Yeah, I'm in like three group chats with like old coworkers, my family, and then another like kind of family friend combo deal.
So it's weird that she won't add him. So I get that. But the other excuse, the reason he's doing War of the Roses, is what's offending everyone. Basically, she's gained weight. Mm-hmm. And then he said that he doesn't care that she's gained weight. Like, that doesn't bother him. Mm-hmm. But it made him flashback to his friend. She was dating this guy, and he started gaining a bunch of weight. And she couldn't figure out why, because nothing in his life had changed. Turns out the guy had been cheating on her, basically living a double life. So he would have two lunches, one with the girlfriend, one with the one he was cheating with, sometimes two dinners, and with all that extra food was gaining weight. So now his mind, he's paranoid, he's going to, could she be living a double life, cheating on me, eating all of these extra meals?
Mm-hmm.
And Dave was like, this is really a terrible, like, this is not enough evidence, but okay. So a lot of people are saying, dude, you gain love weight.
Yeah.
He's crazy. Seriously, when you're in a relationship, everyone gains weight. And then you're comfortable with that person. I went from being little mama to big mama in a year with my husband, LOL. Someone said, I hope she is cheating because this guy's an ass.
Yeah.
He sounds like one of those skinny a-holes who's very judgmental of other people's weight gain. Maybe he's constantly judgmental of her and doesn't want him to be creeping on her Snapchat. Oh, what if she's like on her Snapchat, she eats like fast food or something. She hides from it. That'd be really funny. Someone else said, honestly, shame on him for jumping to that based on her weight. I will say the snap thing is fishy, but maybe she just shares everything else with him and she wants that one little part for herself for privacy. A lot of couples don't follow each other on socials to keep some healthy separation.
Yeah, somebody says, I hope she's cheating because there's no coming back from calling out someone's weight on the radio.
I don't disagree with that.
You make a good point. Oh,
I would never forget it. It would haunt me forever.
Right.
And then I would tell all my future boyfriends, because I'd break up with him, mm-hmm. and be like, this one guy did this to me. Can you believe it? All right, enough chatting. Let's get to the call and see who she sets up her class with. Thank you so much for your time, Melanie. We have some really fun couples classes for you to choose from. And then you can go experience this with someone. I would say these are more romantic classes because there is a cooking class, a wine tasting class. I don't know if you've ever taken one of those before, but you end up consuming a lot of wine. So there's your heads up on that. And the final option is a horse riding class. I guess it's, yeah. So it's just like a little horseback riding. Do any of those sound good to you?
Let's do the wine tasting class. That sounds like a lot of fun. Yeah. And I'm down to drink some wine.
Yes, same. That is a great choice. Melanie, like I said, you get to bring a plus one with you for the reservation. Can I get mm-hmm. their name? I know it's kind of quick, but hopefully you know who you'd want to take with you.
Yeah, I'm going to bring my boyfriend, Ryan.
Perfect. Well, that's good news you say that it is your boyfriend. And because Ryan wonders sometimes, and let me explain who I am. I know. And I hate this part of War of the Roses. It's just so awkward. Everything you just heard was basically just a little scam, a little trap, mm-hmm. Melanie, to see who you would pick for your couples class. This is not your cable company. It is KDWB, the morning show, the Dave Ryan Show. You just talked to Fallon from the radio, and we had been put up to this by your boyfriend, Ryan, to see if you chose him or somebody else to do this romantic wine tasting couples class. So hopefully that makes sense. There's no wine tasting. You're not going to a wine tasting with Ryan. We were just testing you. But there was a reason we did it, because Ryan wanted us to put us up to testing you to see who you would choose.
Okay.
And Ryan is actually, you can ask Ryan, because Ryan is listening right now.
Yeah, make him tell her.
And Ryan, I'm going to stay out of this one. You can tell Melanie why you wanted to set her up and trick her into it, either picking you or somebody else.
Well, first of all, I'm glad that you chose me. The thing is, remember, you don't Snapchat, so I was freaking out, but also, I mean,
I'm with you all the time. I don't need to Snapchat you all the time.
Well, not all the time. And also, I mean, you've been gaining a lot of weight lately. And remember how I told you I had my friend too? Remember, I just had my friend, and they had a boyfriend, and they were like eating two meals a day. And then I thought maybe that's what was happening with you. I didn't.
Are you serious? You're calling me fat on the radio?
I don't think that, and I'm not trying to defend him, because I don't think that's what his intent was.
He's paranoid, it seems. I think that's what's happening.
He's paranoid that you're living a double life like his friend did, and you're eating. I told him it was ridiculous. I told him it was ridiculous. I said, that means everybody that's putting on some weight is then living a double life. That's dumb. I don't care. I don't think he cares that you're gaining weight. It just makes him worry that you are having an extra lunch or an extra dinner with some other guy. And that was kind of complicated by the Snapchat thing.
Yeah. Honestly, babe, I love you. I don't care about any of that stuff. You know, I love you for who you are.
Why would you do this on the radio? Why wouldn't you just ask me?
Well, because people lie. That's the reason why people do this bit, is because people lie. It's like, are you seeing somebody else? God, no.
Of course not.
So we do this trap where they think that there's only one other person in the world that knows their secret, and that's the person from the survey who doesn't care.
Right.
But that's why people do it. But there is no secret, because you're not seeing anybody.
Yeah, you're not cheating.
Yeah. No, sorry, Ryan. I'm not cheating. I'm just fucking fat, I guess.
You are so lucky you're not part of that. Jenny gets to go in the other studio during War of the Roses. I freaking hate those moments, because the whole time it's like I'm imagining myself as her, and my boyfriend's on the radio being like, wow, you've put on some LBs, lady. Are you cheating? No, I'm not cheating. You've accused me of my character and my pants are getting bigger. Yeah. Thanks for nothing.
I don't do well in awkward situations. So when you're on vacation, I have to fill in for War of the Roses. I am in here sweating with Dave. Like, huh? Please don't be cheating. I just want everyone to be happy.
I know.
Have little daisies and eat petunia. No, you don't eat petunia.
You don't eat petunias.
Eat
no, you smell
ice cream.
Everyone's texting on what a D-bag. I hope she leaves him and gets her hot revenge body. She better break up with him. Someone else said, what a D. They're done no matter what. And then they said Dave was out of there like a felon running from the FBI. Abort mission, abort. Get out of there, Dave.
Oh, yeah. That was uncomfortable. At least she like kind of called him out at the end, but I can't imagine what the actual conversation off the radio sounded
no.
like. I hope that she just dug into him.
I hope so, too.